Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
The halls with bells of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Now we now are gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
Your time carol.
Welcome to the Christmas episode.
It's Christmas time in the city. We could just do an entire podcast of Christmas carols, which I'd be very happy to do if my voice wasn't so fucked up.
I think that every now and then we should just break into some sort of Christmas song.
We should be like the Huffs doing their holiday.
Oh my God.
But like our version.
I just saw the preview for that.
They're just so
like,
crazy talented.
Oh,
it's insane.
It's insane.
I mean, they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Their moves are
ridiculous.
It's just crazy. But us.
But imagine you and I doing our version. I mean, you'd be amazing, but I would be, I don't know. I mean.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
Well, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Honestly, I feel great about this year because I got all my shopping done so early. It's the first time I've ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the only people I'm shopping for are literally the family.
Yeah.
So I don't think about any of my friends, any of the people that I work with, no Christmas cards. Like, I got everything out of the way. So this has been a really fun Christmas.
Yeah.
I
don't buy my friends gifts or.
Oh, really?
No.
Not even like a card?
No, nothing. My friends and I haven't exchanged gifts, I don't think, ever in our lives. And, you know, I don't have really many people who work for me, so I just sort of buy you guys gifts.
Now that I think about it, I don't think my friends give me anything.
Of course they don't.
I give them things, but that's not true. I have some friends who do.
Yeah,
some friends
don't. We don't do gift exchange. But I am happy I got a lot of stuff done early.
Yes.
Because it's always the pressure, like 2 days before Christmas, it's running around like a crazy person trying to figure out, you know, what does Aunt Patty want? I've already gotten her like 17 bars of soap, you know, over the years. And Uncle Steve has like 800 ties.
I just don't really want to get my family anything anymore because I kind of, every time I do, I'm like, I just want to give them things that are more... I guess our family. I don't know why I said my family. It's our family.
Yeah, it's the way you think.
But I feel good about it. It'll be nice. We'll get to Colorado. I won't feel stressed out or anything.
Yeah.
And
the sentimental gifts are my favorite.
So you gave me a necklace that was the most beautiful sentimental necklace. And it's an old cameo of a rose. And on the back, in Japanese... It's a Japanese thing, and of course, my daughter's a quarter Japanese. I'm with Danny. He's half Japanese, and it's this beautiful saying that basically means to, like, take life on and to enjoy the adventure, right? And
honestly, I don't even remember what it means. I don't.
Sentimental. At least,
I don't, but
well, good.
I
remember that.
I looked it up, and it was amazing. It was that, like, oh, there was something really strong.
Yeah.
And
it was about taking the adventure of life, like embracing the fearlessness of, you know, taking that your life on and living it fully. So much so that I was wearing it all the time, and one time it fell off. And I was traveling that I never wear it traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So every time
well, it's a double gift because it's sort of for Ronnie when she's
right.
older.
So when Ronnie's older.
And by the way, Ronnie Rose. So that's yes. the Rose aspect.
It was
of it.
The best.
But I feel like a really good sentimental gift is coming from you this year. Yeah. Uh-huh. Something necklacey. You know what I mean? Like
something kind with diamonds.
Of masculine, but with like, jewels.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I don't know.
Like it feels sapphire.
Maybe. Sapphire.
Like maybe like some kind of yeah. really expensive something. Stone that if all goes wrong,
I
you
can
could
pawn
like.
It. Yeah, I mean, that's really.
Anyway,
no, but
we,
I love it.
Have...
I love the idea. Christmas is so fun for me. Not about sentimental. I mean, yes, that's great. But the thoughtful ideas that go into getting Christmas presents, even if they're funny, even if it's funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Just I got you a funny one, but it's. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now. And a sentimental one.
Oh, yeah?
But I think our family, you know, and also we did this at Thanksgiving, yeah. talk about traditions and all of that, but mm-hmm. we really do have a very, I mean, I think people have gotten a sense of that through the years just from the things like Instagram or Snapchat that we get together. We have so much fun. It's very jolly.
Mm-hmm.
And we always pray for a snowy Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
And
yes.
did you look at the weather?
Yeah.
It says it's probably going to snow.
When you wake up in the morning and it's just snowing.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
And we love it. And we love it. And we have a great time. And
It is truly so
magical.
Much fun.
Yeah.
And we start drinking glug very early in the morning.
Yeah,
which
Uncle
is like
Steve
this,
brings glug
yeah,
every
it's like
Christmas.
This wine. It's like a... What kind of?
Well, it's
like
mulled wine.
Mulled wine, right? Yeah.
But it's glug.
Yeah.
I don't know what the it might be the same thing. I'm not sure.
I think it's
sure.
the same. It's like a spiced
Steve.
Wine or something.
Mm-hmm. And then we have lox and bagels mm-hmm. usually every morning.
Yeah.
And
our tradition is that Santa leaves the presents unwrapped, so everything that is
yes.
out there
yeah.
is from Santa. Everything that you see that has no wrapping on it,
yeah.
Santa has left.
Santa's
know.
Been good to us. I mean,
Santa's
I remember when Santa
good.
Got you some coal. Remember that year?
Yeah, I do. I don't
deserved.
Don't
it was actually a very deserved year of coal.
What did I do?
I don't know. You were a nightmare. It was your it was your hormonal years. It was your teenage, like 15, mm-hmm. 16.
Yeah. I do remember getting coal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I don't think I've ever gotten coal.
No.
I'm usually like kind of like pull it out by the end of the year, even if there's
some issues.
Some questionable things that have gone down. I usually come
yeah.
out on top.
Yeah.
I try to pull that together for Santa.
It's a tired morning though, because Katie and I stay up
all night. Putting things
setting
together.
Up, putting shit together.
Putting all the toys
oh my God.
Together,
oh,
except the, for, of course, Santa's toys, because he puts those up.
Yes, but
yeah.
when I have to build something and I take out the instructions, it could be the worst.
It's just, but every year you're sitting there. And
oh,
with
the
like,
screwdriver.
Yeah, Oliver, with the screwdriver and your little like legs crossed,
yeah.
and I can see your back hunch, and I'm like, oh, there he goes. I try to stay away. I think... Danny is the good one to do that. He actually enjoys that, you know?
Oh, I do too. Sometimes it's just when it's midnight,
I
pull out like this ice cream cart for Rio, and she's supposed to be like, you know, it's the ice cream, you're delivering ice cream. And it's tiny screws, and it's the most, you know, intricate sort of build. And I know that it's over. I'm done. I'm going to be there for hours and hours.
I know.
And why it helps me, though.
Bing's Christmas list was seriously
oh
extensive.
It was one of the funniest Christmas lists I've
I
ever
mean,
read in my whole life.
Really had some funny stuff. It was very, very extreme. You know, it's not like, you know, he wants his whole house to become, you know, a skateboard
yes.
ramp. And
The best, though, is to be famous on TikTok. That's on his list. Asking Santa.
He's not even allowed to go
on
TikTok.
No, I know. That's the best part of it.
It's so funny.
It's just so classic.
And then Riders is great. Riders had his since like, you know, August.
Mm-hmm.
Riders had a list of very specific things. You know, now that he's older. Mm-hmm. He understands like the things that he actually wants are a little more expensive.
Yep.
That's the thing. The kids get older and the trinkets become real trinkets and you're just older, like, yeah. Oh my God.
The last 2 years I've had talks with the kids and just telling them, say, look, you guys, there's not going to be all this wasteful bullshit anymore. You know what I mean? Because it really is. There's like sometimes it gets excessive to the point where it makes me nauseous. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. We end up giving half of their presents away, actually, once we get them, because sometimes they're not even opened. You know what I mean? And it's like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And so now it's just like, you guys, look, you're going to get a couple really cool things.
Yeah.
You're not going to open presents for 9 hours.
Except your son sent me his Christmas list, and it was also insane. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's links.
He put links. I was like, oh, wow. this is amazing. My favorite one was this way. I got him.
He's heavily into skateboarding.
He wants a Snapchat or Instagram account.
Yeah.
Mostly Snapchat because he says it's more fun.
Not going to get it.
No.
No. What do you want this year?
Like, what do you want? I know it sounds crazy. And it sounds stupid, you know, because you're like, oh, come on, let's go. I honestly, I don't want anything.
Okay.
I mean, I.
Perfect.
Meaning, like, I don't want. I like the same things I always like. I like home stuff. I like my pots.
I
like anything pewter. I love my matches, you know, my dinnerware and servingware. I love to entertain. That's my. I love cooking. I asked for a couple like big stock pot. I only have one really big stock pot. So I'd love another stock pot.
That's to make stock, like bone broth and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I want world peace. That's just me.
And something sentimental with
something
diamonds.
Sentimental.
But I do. I look at Christmas, and at this point, it's just all about the kids, isn't it?
Yeah, and giving. I mean, honestly, the giving part is even better for me than the getting.
Who gets most drunk during the holidays? You or me?
Oh, we're doing the live questions.
Yeah, this is from the live.
Me.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You get pretty...
It's a festive time, you know? I mean...
Well, can we talk... Am I allowed to talk about the holiday party? Like, what happened? Or do we not talk? Is that too much?
When? This time?
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about it.
Are you okay to, like, reveal your...
Yeah.
That you went a little overboard?
Yeah, no, we can talk about that.
That you decided to take a little chocolate mushrooms, which are supposed to be, like, a very kind of mild... But somehow ended up like eating two bars of chocolate mushroom, and you had an absolute existential.
Oh, it was crazy. Normally I'm a very socially confident person, and something happened to me. First of all, I just got a haircut. Okay, I cut my hair off, and I usually have longer hair, and so all of a sudden I felt deeply insecure about sort of my existence.
That's
because I didn't feel like myself. And then I would enter conversations with a group of people and feel like I didn't fit in and I didn't know how to act. And then I would get quiet and be by myself and start laughing hysterically at how crazy I was going.
Well, I mean, at least you can laugh.
No, I was looking for Erin because she was the only thing that was like my safety net.
Erin and I were having so much fun. It was so fun.
It was fun.
And then I turned around and your shirt was off.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
It
was hot. But I think that what happened was is you didn't, after a while, it's like you didn't have the awareness that your shirt was off.
Right.
So you were just sort of walking around the holiday party.
I did, but that was sort of the end of
it. Yeah, it was. There were
very few like people.
Right,
there.
Some people we didn't know though that were still at the party.
Yeah, we
knew them, but we didn't know them. They were kind of newbies.
Right. So I went.
And then,
you know what the problem was though? You had
your copious amounts of psilocybin.
No, the problem was is the party started. Too early because it was for the kids.
That's right.
So I started drinking at like 5.
Right.
And then I was drinking and then I smoked a joint and things were fine. And then someone, not mentioning names, just came up with a bar of chocolate mushrooms. And they're like, do you want to eat it? And I'm like, all right. And
they're actually doing a lot of research on mushrooms these days. It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get an expert on the show that we can talk about some of, like, whether it be LSD mm-hmm. and psilocybin and how they're, and even MDMA, they're taking a lot of these psychedelics and they're studying them with the brain and a lot with anxiety and depression. They're finding
addiction.
Out some really interesting things. Okay, who has the ugliest Christmas sweater?
Well, we don't really do that, but you do great things for Christmas. Kate, every year, always, even prior to, you know, opening Christmas morning, you always have some sort of an outfit that you've done for the family.
Everybody.
Yeah, with their names on it, and it could be a onesie, it could be a, you know, a hat, it could be whatever it is. She always has something great. But we don't really do ugly Christmas sweaters. We've got those onesies, though, that are pretty cool. Those Tipsy Elf onesies.
Yeah. Well, remember the ones that I did with all our names on the box?
Yeah, those were great.
Gag gifts for Christmas.
Those are the best. Those
I mean,
the
you
best.
Did one that was, you can't even talk about.
I can't even talk
no,
about
you can't,
it.
It's
I mean,
so,
can I?
No.
Why?
You can't. Because
Is
it's
it
sensitive.
Offensive?
It's offensive. It was an offensive, hilarious joke. And
to
unfortunately, to your mother-in-law.
To Aaron.
And in this day and age, I think that we just keep it close to our chests.
Did we not talk about it on this? Did I ever mention that? I think
well,
I did.
I think we talked about it elsewhere.
Okay.
On Dax's.
Oh, on Dax's. Oh, that's why it's already been mentioned. I
don't know if they kept it or not.
He did.
Anyway, you can listen to Armchair Expert.
Armchair Expert.
favorite Christmas song?
Barbra Streisand's rendition of Jingle Bells.
I think that made us lose our Jenga
game.
Oh
my God.
That
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell,
I will never forget. We were in this very intense Jenga game. Remember this? And it was really high. The Jenga was really high.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but really loud, your mom came on the radio,
mm-hmm,
Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, my mother.
And it was like, Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, all the way.
Oh,
and
fun is around the morning, let's lay. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
And it was so jarring that that the whole Jenga thing just went. We started.
Oh, my God.
That was so funny. Anyway, that is a favorite.
That was really good.
Mine is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
It's good.
That's my ultimate Christmas song.
I love Christmas music just in general.
How to survive family Christmas.
This is a great question.
It is a good question. I think, honestly, people say, like, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. So you just get out of the kitchen.
Go for a walk.
I say, great, I'm going to get out of the kitchen then.
But why do you think tensions, I'm not speaking of our family necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in general, why do you think tensions are high during Christmas time?
I can totally answer that question. I mean, it's obviously an idea, it's a theory, but I think that when you get older, not necessarily when you're younger, when you get older, you leave, you start your life outside of the family dynamic, and it's this time of year where you come back and you enter that old rhythm, and it's like snapping your fingers and you're back in time when you're out in life trying to work on things that are totally different than the dynamic you have in your family. You think that, you know, I think a lot of times people go outside, they go, oh, my friends, they see me differently. They understand me better sometimes.
Yeah.
Rewinding back.
Totally. And I think a lot of the times, too, it has to do with sort of the close quarters aspect of being with your family. Because a lot of people go away and they're staying under one roof. So now you're used to having your space in your separate spots in your own homes. And now everyone is together and having to wake up together and just be together all the time. It's inevitable. Something's got to give.
Yeah.
You know?
Then you also have like spouses or new girlfriends or boyfriends,
mm-hmm,
and in-law people
stuff.
Entering.
In-laws, that shit is real. Like, I have friends who could potentially be divorced because of the in-law situation, you know, because you know, if you're fighting for your parents in a sense, like you don't want to badmouth your parents, but then your significant other is just having such a tough time and it causes so much friction sometimes between the couple. I got lucky Anne and Brooks are the fucking greatest.
They're the best.
I mean, they're
of all
so
time.
Great. You know, our parents are great. I'm good there. The Fujikawa.
I'm so
you
lucky.
They're great.
Well,
everyone's
they're coming
great.
To Christmas this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no, I know. But in-laws is big.
Yeah, it is big.
In-laws is big. I mean, because that can really throw you for a loop when it's not
working. Imagine? I mean, I can't even imagine. Because I have so many friends. I have some friends who really like make the best of it. And they're like, look, you know, it's a week or it's a couple days and it's fine. It's great. You know, we have, but some have a really, I mean, it's almost like relationship, like breaking. Mm-hmm. They come home, they're in therapy.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like,
oh yeah. Well, if I was to give advice about this question, I think patience. I think patience is a good word, meaning it is just a week or so. Understand that everyone might be a little bit on edge and give everyone a little leeway. You know what I mean? Give everyone a little extra rope and just understand that there is tension during the holidays. And you know what? Just let some things slide. You know what I mean?
Or,
you don't have to be nitpicky on every little thing that might bother you. Let
right.
things slide.
And if someone
have
says...
Have a cocktail. Have some psilocybin.
Oliver, I come out with King Street. Oliver's like, this is my line of chocolate mushrooms. So my advice would be, in a moment where you feel reactive to something, I would take the 10 deep breaths that everybody tells you to take, from whether it be Dr. Oz to Oprah to everybody in the wellness, you know, world. Take the deep breaths and then just say to that person, I'm so sorry you feel that way. And then walk away and then, you know.
But you walk away?
Yeah. You just walk away from it.
Oof.
Don't engage. Give yourself a day. I know it's hard. Give yourself a day.
I'm so sorry.
Ask yourself what's really bothering you.
That feels condescending a little.
No, I'm so sorry you feel that way. If someone says something to you, okay, let me give you an example. Yeah. You really should not let your kids eat so much of this. You know, and
you know
no wonder they're giving you problems, whatever.
Yeah,
in
but
school.
They're my kids and I can do whatever I want. So don't talk about my kids that way.
Or because it's your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, you say, I'm so sorry you feel that way about my kids. And you stop and you let them, whatever, say whatever else. If they need the last word, just let them have it. You walk away. You let them live with what they said. You live with how you feel about it. And then you ask yourself, okay, how am I really feeling? So you can gather your thoughts and you can and when the time is right, you can then have the moment to go to your in-laws and say to them, when you say that to me, I feel terrible because I really want you to like the way I'm raising my kids. And just throw them off center that way.
What if you're just like, suck it?
And then if they keep
like,
doing it.
Oh, fuck then, you.
Then you do that. And after a while you sit there, you have a couple cocktails.
No, I like that. That's very
go,
evolved.
You know,
that's very evolved. It's hard to be
it's
that
a very hard
evolved.
Thing to
it's
do.
Hard to just say, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think the walk away is good. Because
no,
if someone said to me, I'm sorry you feel that way,
well,
and walked
there.
Away.
Oh, Mommy.
We're doing the Christmas
episode. I love
episode.
You. My mommy.
Yeah. Here, grab
me. I love you.
Mom, grab a microphone just for 2 seconds. So we took some questions from Kate's Instagram account, and this is actually a good one. We just finished answering it ourselves, but I want to hear what you would have to say.
Was it a good question?
Yeah,
it was
kind
a good
of.
Question. It was, how do you survive family Christmas?
meaning when people get together, like how do you survive? Because a lot of
mom's
families
like, that's
during the
so
holidays.
Funny. I was
know,
thinking about that on the drive over here.
There's a lot of tension, and you know, a lot of there's in-laws and there's people, and it's you know, Christmas can be.
You nice. Just have to wrap yourself in love. You literally have to go. That this is a holiday where, you know, you don't bring your stuff together and it's all about joy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's tiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Know? It is very tiring. But
there's a lot of logistics, too.
What?
There's a lot of logistics with Christmas. Like when
yeah,
the family's
stuff you have
around.
To do. There's
food
things. I mean, you know, I've been working and I literally haven't had time to shop. And I'm trying to keep my mind on my work and memorizing lines, which... it's not easy. and you know, but still, you know, you've got to do it. So it's it takes pressure. It takes money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure around money because people don't have money to
give. That's what we're talking
about. They want to be able to give more than they can. So it just, it's kind of like to simplify things. Mm-hmm. It really is about to create, you know, we create it all, right? Nobody creates Christmas for us. We do it. So if we're actually the head of it, if we're saying, I'm going to make a great Christmas, that's your intention.
Right.
Then you do it. That's
so
just
it's surviving from Goldie Hawn, Mama Goldie, Mama G. We survive by setting the good intention to wrap it in love.
Mm-hmm. I thought patience.
Mommy but knows patience. What she's fucking talking about.
And I know that I can because I can. And Christmas time is my time to play with love and jump around. And I need you to be a ball of love. How about that? And we just kind of throw
No, but I also you. Said no. that patience, though. You
but,
need to give
we'll remember
a
that.
Give leeway, a little extra rope because, you know, don't get on people so quickly for things. Understand that there is this pressure around it potentially, and you might feel reactive, but instead just be like, you know what? I'm just going to let it go for a second.
Do we have a drunk uncle?
You have a
drunk brother.
Yeah. But I am an uncle.
That's true.
That's right.
No, we don't. Who is the drunk uncle? Well, Uncle Charlie wasn't always drunk.
Uncle Charlie
was
never drunk.
Yeah, so he wasn't drunk. He was just
from
loud.
A kibbutz.
Yeah, but he was just loud and felt.
Oh no, Uncle Charlie was not a drinker.
No,
at all.
But he was always so grumpy.
The drinkers were on Granddaddy's side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh right.
Like
oh,
my yeah. father would have a few, not big, but when my father had a few scotches, he left the house in the middle of the night and he went to my mother's gift shop and rearranged the gift shop window.
Oh my
no.
God.
That's
oh, the
yeah.
cutest thing.
And it was good. It was good.
That's
it
what
was,
he wanted to do after
so
he had a couple
yes,
drinks.
He that and he That's made amazing. Hush puppies.
Ugh.
I smelled them. They were frying in the kitchen.
I want to make hush puppies.
You know, I came over here to see my granddaughter.
I know. Where,
I've
where
a,
is she?
I've got a microphone.
Have I you? Know. Sorry.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
Love
Christmas,
you, Mommy.
Mama.
This is funny. Whose stories, I can answer this. Whose stories do you dread listening to the most?
At the holidays?
It was definitely me. Like, I'm definitely the one who tells stories that go on forever. And I don't know, as Sarah and Aaron would say, how to land the plane. I mean, sometimes I do. Sometimes
do.
I can get my thoughts together correctly. But, you know, I mean, God, I can go on forever.
They're not bad stories. They're just long. I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah, but then, like, I'll sit there and I'll be talking and all of a sudden, like, one person will be watching television. The other person's on their phone.
Right.
And
you're
know,
all alone.
I'm all alone. It's fine. I can handle it. Who does the dishes? Me.
I
and
think
mom?
We all do, though.
You do.
Oh, my God.
Not do I, the dishes.
I do so many dishes,
Oliver,
Kate.
I sat there over Thanksgiving and literally
I do
Danny
dishes.
Was fixing the heating.
I
was like
dishes.
Cooking and Aaron and I were you sat there with a whiskey in one hand watching football.
It was my time. It was the, football. It's
it
different.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That is just insane.
No, wait, hold on. This is not fair
dishes.
Because I do the dishes.
Who are you calling?
Hi.
Babe, do I do dishes or no?
Oh my God, yeah. Well, like post Hoffman, yes.
Yeah. So for like 4 months, you've done
a year.
Dishes.
It's been a year.
For a year.
Oh, please.
I do the dishes.
He
Thank
didn't
you.
Do the dishes once over Thanksgiving.
I did. You just didn't see it.
It's not true.
Because you were sleeping.
No, I watched. What are you talking
In
about?
In the morning, I do the dishes.
Oh, my God, please.
Oh, God.
I can't even continue this.
All right.
So love you, Auntie Bye. E. 2000 or 1980? I mean, hands down 2000 for me.
Just the year in general?
Yeah. I mean, I would 1980,
you were one.
I was like one. That was a pretty good year.
2000.
Yeah, it was the year like.
It was the crows.
Oh, it was the Black Crows 2000.
I think that.
I mean, it was the year I got married
yeah, you
the
got
next
married.
Year. I turned 21 the next. I mean, it was like such a fun.
That
Almost
was a
Famous
fun time.
Came out in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2000, because we're
was,
having our 20 year in April.
I was single in 2000.
Yeah, you were making out with some of my friends.
Right, I was having fun. I'll go 2000.
2000 was a really fun year.
Yeah, 2000 was good.
Yeah, I don't really know if you remember. Four was traumatic for you.
Oh, God. I was right in the middle of all the shit. Oh, my God.
Your foundational years were...
Yeah, no. But without 1980, I would never have had 2000. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Gingerbread House. I love doing gingerbread houses with my kids.
Yeah, but kind of tedious. Like, can I say one thing that I think parents can relate to? Mm-hmm. Let's do the gingerbread houses. And you're like, oh, fuck, okay. Get the candy, get the thing, mix the icing, you know, and then by the time it's all ready to go, my kids are like over it. I'm like, they're like, we don't want to do it. I'm like, no. I just literally spent an hour getting all this shit together. You're going to make a gingerbread house. It's just going to, that's the way it's going to be.
I don't have that issue.
Okay. Moving on.
I think I come more prepared. Who's the most dramatic? Actually, Ollie. I think you're more dramatic than I am.
At Christmas or just in general?
Just in general.
What? I'm dramatic?
Yes.
Am I?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think you're dramatic.
How am I dramatic? I'm so, like, easygoing.
Yeah, but it's so dramatic. Your easygoingness is so filled with drama.
That's funny. I never thought about it that way.
Do we leave something out for Santa?
Always.
Remember when rum and root beer and licorice one year?
We used to do that.
It depends on Santa's mood. We usually know what kind of mood Santa's
always,
in.
We always leave carrots, so.
Yes, we leave
always
carrots.
Always leave carrots. And in the last few years, it's been just, you know,
milk and cookies. I feel like this year it should be like spiced.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa,
maybe we leave like something with alcohol in it.
Yeah, like a spiced rum type drink. Or,
yeah.
Or we could do like gluten-free cookies.
That's good. Yeah, Santa's probably gluten-free.
A lot of cookies.
Well, you know what we did? We've been doing, last year I think the kids made cookies. Remember they made them? Mm-hmm. We made the dough and did the thing and then mm-hmm. decorated the cookies and then left that out for Santa.
Have you been naughty or nice this year, Oliver Hudson?
Oh, for sure nice.
For sure.
This has been a nice year for me.
I think I'm in the nice year too.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're in a 100%. Really nice.
This could be my nicest year
it's
of my whole
nice,
life.
It's a nice,
yeah,
whole, energetic
mm-hmm.
couple years, I think.
I think I've settled in to my life. Settled into who I am. I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a really nice person.
Don't get too nice.
No, I'll never be too nice.
I can hear Mom.
Mom? Should we end with a song?
Silent night. Mom, talking to the mic. Tell everybody what you want for Christmas. Holy night.
Mom, talking to the goddamn
Mom,
mic.
Mom, get the mic.
All is calm.
Mom, talking to the mic, bro.
I want
round
stitch and story.
What?
Kit to knit hats.
We go underneath her voice.
Oh, mother and child.
Stitch
holy
and story.
And
so I can knit a hat too.
And mild.
Made of very, very, very
Mom
thick, soft, cushy,
Christmas.
Whatever it's made of.
I think we end there. To everyone, Ollie, you can finally say it. You said it for Thanksgiving, but really.
Merry Christmas to
all.
And to all a good night.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and Sim Sarna.
Supervising producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.